Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I would say that about 95, 98% of college basketball teams. Like, if second game of season you got to go to LSU, you're probably taking an L there. I might pick Kansas to win there. Might pick Kentucky to win there. Might pick Gonzaga, I guess, but I wouldn't pick many. And so there's no shame in that. But if you lose that one, then you lose one game in Orlando, then you lose to a preseason top five Tennessee team at home. They're like, we're already the three losses. And that means you got to be perfect to stay at that 10-3 mark the rest of the way. And you still got a neutral court with Texas Tech, who's, yeah, they lost a lot, but they're going to be favored over you on a neutral court. And then you've got a home game against South Dakota State. And South Dakota State, like, won 28 games last year, went to the NCAA tournament. They bring back six of the top seven scorers, including Mike Dom. Like, that's a bye game against a mid-major. But on that night, the best player on the floor is going to be a South Dakota State Jackrabbit. It won't be a Memphis Tiger. It'll be Mike Dom, who is on pace to finish his college career as a top 10 scorer in the history of Division I basketball. So, I'll put it this way. If I'm Penny Hardaway and you told me I could go 10-3 and then let's just start the conference schedule, I would take it in a heartbeat because I think that's about as best you can reasonably hope for.
GP, thanks very much. Talk to you at 5 o'clock.
I'll see you.
That is Gary Parrish. Coming up next, Taylor Zarzur to talk to us about college football. Of course, he's host the first team on ESPNU Radio on Sirius. XM does play-by-play for ESPN. He'll join us next. The Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Kessling, The Vol Network. Tennessee opens the 2018 football season on Saturday, September the 1st. Coach Jeremy Pruitt leads the Volunteers into Charlotte to face West Virginia. Our coverage of the game starts with a kickoff call-in show at 1 and a game to follow at 2:30. Tennessee and West Virginia, Saturday, September the 1st, here on your home of the Vol. 92.9 FM ESPN.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer. Myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Gitwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops in business for over 35 years. We have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports. 3763 Old Getwell Road.
Out of the city, out of cell service, and out of a single care in the world. Go further with Can-Am, now for less. The ready-to-ride sales event is on. From now until August 31st, get a rebate of up to $2,000 on select 2018 models. Head to Olive Branch Motorsports at 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch or shop online at obmotorcycleatv.com. Certain restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
It is back-to-school time at Kroger, and that means it's go time for low prices. Find great deals on lunch ideas, school supplies, and more. Get back to school and save at Kroger.
Bartlett Small Engines is the Mid-South's premier outdoor power equipment store when it comes to mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, chainsaws, safety equipment, accessories, parts, service, and more. They're your go-to spot, serving both commercial and residential customers through the tri-state area since 1970. They're a full-service power equipment dealer, and they offer expert service on almost all brands, not just the ones they carry. Located at 6780 Summer Avenue, call 386-9779 or visit BartlettSmallEngines.com. That's BartlettSmallEngines.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations or visit from your computer or smartphone at AceCashExpress.com. Every loan at Ace is backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money you borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy food, hot deals, plus gift card giveaways and more. See you Saturday at Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase.
With an Allstate agent, you can get expert advice and the best coverage for you. Plus, with new lower auto rates, they can help you save. So call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
Mom, today we drove a sunken ship.
Great. We have lots more stops to make.
Emma's tuba is scaring my falcon.
Come on, guys. We'll be late to get Jason from soccer.
Mom, where's Randy?
Add one more trip to the list.
Up to 75% of engine wear happens in the first 20 minutes of short trips. Full synthetic GTX Magnatec clings to your engine, forming a protective layer against wear. Instant protection from the moment you start. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX Magnatec for $23.99 at Advance Auto Parts.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's no catch, I'm telling you. There's literally no catch. People can't believe it. They think there's got to be a catch. Or they say, okay, if there's not a catch, there's red tape. I can't buy a house with an expert realtor and then get a check because I bought a house. And I say, oh, no, yes, you can. You can if you are in the military, if you're a veteran, so you were in the military, if you're in law enforcement, if you work in healthcare, if you're a teacher, if you're a firefighter, if you are an unsung hero. You can through Jim and Faye Jones, husband and wife team, realtors at RE/MAX Experts. The program was set up in the wake of 9/11 to help the heroes among us. And the way it works is this. You buy a house through the program, and you get a hero rewards check. Home costs $150,000, checks $100,050. Home costs $350,000, hero rewards checks $2,450. You can do a lot with that check. You can go to Disney World. You could buy a couch, beautiful couch. You could re-wallpaper the hideous bathroom, probably several of them. You can do a lot with that check. You buy a house, you can do a lot with a check. So if you're thinking of buying a home, here's what you do. Go to the website, 901hero.com, 901hero.com. That's simple enough. Or call Jim directly, 901-444-1326, 901-444-1326. Or at the office at 685-6000. Ask Jim and Faye Jones and hear about this wonderful program that'll A, say thank you, and B, put cash in your pocket. Joined now by Taylor Zarzur. He, of course, is host of the first team on ESPNU Radio on Sirius XM, ESPN play-by-play analysis college football on Twitter at Taylor Zarzur. He joins me now. Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How about you?
Are you ready for after this off-season of angst? Maybe every off-season is an off-season of angst. But are you ready for actual football games?
More than ever. And I think that having the long layoff gives us great anticipation for the sport, and I'm very nervous about extending the season or adding playoff games or starting the season any earlier. But having said that, the off season is brutal, and it's so long lasting. The amount of junk that we discuss in the off season that is not worthy of that type of discussion seems as excessive as ever. So yeah, the reason why I signed up to be a college football broadcaster and talk show host primarily discussing college football was for what actually happens on the field, not nearly as fired up about what happens off of it. So I can't remember being this desperate for the season to start.
Now, some of it is junk. I grant you. A lot of it is junk, is unworthy of great hours and swatches of conversation. Whatever, what Nick Saban said yesterday or whatever the junky thing is of the day. Some of it is very serious, like what happened at Maryland and what happened at Ohio State. And that's just depressing. It's depressing, and it points to real issues. Both of those things, I'm sure, will be resolved soon. More and more, it looks like Urban Meyer will keep his job. At least that seems to be the way the speculation is trending, and keep his job and be suspended. And what looks like a particularly cynical outcome is suspended with time served being the extent of the suspension. When this happened, I bet my producer Jeffrey that he would keep his job. And Jeffrey said, no way he will keep his job. Do you have any sense of how this might play out?
I have a similar sense that you do. And by the way, what you said is true, that these are issues that are worthy of discussion. And I don't see them as off-season topics. Right. I see those as everyday topics that we need to discuss, and there need to be hard consequences when either someone's asleep at the switch and they don't hold someone accountable, or themselves being able to get away with this kind of junk. But you're right, that those are topics that are worthy of discussion every day. I do get the sense that Urban Meyer is going to coach Ohio State this season. I know some may have an issue with that. There is no defense for allowing someone like Zach Smith to stay employed on your staff. And if his response was, well, I'm not the athletic director, that's not a good response. Urban Meyer is the most powerful man probably on the whole campus, but certainly in the athletic department, and he has the ability to make someone be held accountable for their actions, no matter what he did or didn't do with Courtney Smith. What he had sent to the office is outrageous, unacceptable, and he clearly had a checkered past. And so even if Urban Meyer was following, quote-unquote, proper protocol, he wasn't doing what was right. And I know that he's the grandson of a man that meant the world to Urban Meyer and helped him become who he is professionally, but that is unacceptable. So if he does keep his job, I, like everybody else, would like to see some honest contrition, some honest acceptance on Urban Meyer's part for allowing this to go on, and see that he understands that he has to be aware that he screwed up by keeping Zach Smith on the staff. But I do think that he'll be the football coach of the Buckeyes this year. Your guess is as good as mine on whether he misses a game or two. I think they have one of the best teams in the country that can legitimately win the national championship. I think they're improved from last year. But we're all wondering how Urban Meyer handles himself in the public spotlight moving forward.
It's interesting. You do also wonder, people talk legacy, and it's an easy thing to throw around. His legacy did include, obviously, great success at Florida, and then all the arrests at Florida. But largely, as he recreated himself in Ohio State, that stuff all receded into the background. People didn't talk a lot about the arrests and stuff at Florida. Now, however, with this at Ohio State, obviously he'll always be, as long as he keeps winning, revered in Columbus. You do wonder just sort of how is Urban Meyer perceived, and how does this change how Urban Meyer is perceived?
I think that there is a fair amount of curiosity about his ethics and what he has allowed his players and or coaches to get away with in the past. You're right, that subsided in a large way when he came to Columbus, but it was quickly remembered when this started up a few weeks ago.
Yep.
The story did, and that's why I go back to what I said before. I mean, you want to see a guy that genuinely understands that he can't cut corners anymore, that he cannot take a chance on a player or a coach. And even if 98% of the time he was doing it right in Columbus, he doesn't have the benefit of the doubt anymore. I think to your point about why some of that discussion stopped is because, from what I could tell, as someone that has been to Columbus and been in the football facility and spent days with him and his athletic director and the sports information director and his assistant coaches and his players in the last few years,
is that he's got it plastered on the wall as you leave the building on how to treat women. No guns, no violence. The decisions that you make are so important. And he constantly talked about that. So the belief was that he was practicing what he was preaching, and his team was too. And I do believe that JT Barrett and most of the people inside the program were treating people the way that they were supposed to be treated while they were in Columbus. But when something like this happens with your wide receiver coach, I think it should make you wonder how much of Urban was true, or how much of what he believed to be true. And it should also make you wonder, all right, well, he had some people that were making all kinds of mistakes at Florida. Is the same happening at Ohio State?
Talking to Taylor Zarzer from ESPN. You should listen to his show, First Team, on ESPNU Radio at Sirius XM. In terms of actually on-the-field stuff, Alabama quarterback still unsettled. You are reasonably plugged in, I gather, at Alabama. Your thoughts on how that might play out?
Tua Tagovailoa is the better quarterback. And I think, not just because of what he did in the second half, not just because of what he was doing in mop-up duty, he is clearly the better passer. I think that throughout August he has proven he is clearly the better passer, and he is the more complete quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a great athlete. He is terrific in the clutch. And I think he's a very good teammate. He did have a good scrimmage by all accounts this past weekend, and I wouldn't be surprised, given the separation in talent between Alabama and Louisville and then Arkansas State, that you see Jalen Hurts have a role with Alabama's team, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's the first guy that takes the field against Louisville. But if the game is on the line, which I'm not sure it will be the first couple of weeks, that Ole Miss game I think could be a bit tricky in week three. But if the game is on the line, I would bet a significant amount of Jeffrey's money that Tua Tagovailoa is on the field in that situation.
Ole Miss game tricky. Why?
Because their offense is one of the 5 to 10 best in the country. I think Jordan Tiamu is a better option than Shane Patterson in the offense that they're running. Their receivers are outrageously good. A.J. Brown might be the best college receiver. D.K. Metcalf looks like he's Julio Jones in terms of the build of his body, and I think he's the most underrated wide receiver in this country. They don't run the football, which is always bothersome to me, and it's why I think they do stub their toe a couple of times per season and become too one-dimensional. But you combine all of the firepower that Ole Miss has with the fact that it'll be one of their two Super Bowls. It's in Oxford, and Alabama has never been this inexperienced in the secondary. I think take the over, I guess, is what I'm getting at first. But also, I think that this could be a scary game. Alabama's going up against this brand-new freak of nature quarterback, and his name is Puma Pass. You're going to know his name a week from Saturday night. Juwan Puma Pass, who is the replacement for Lamar Jackson. Then they're going up against Arkansas State, who throws the ball like crazy, and they have a quarterback that's been there forever. And then they're going up against this offense. Alabama's secondary is going to be tested. Nick Saban's going to have rant after rant, no matter if they're 3-0 or not, because of his defense's inability to get off the field, I think, in the first couple of weeks.
Shea Patterson getting the job at Michigan. What'd you think of that? And what do you think of the early Michigan-Notre Dame matchup?
I think Michigan is really good defensively. Top five in the country defense. Don Brown, their defensive coordinator, is great. I like their coaching staff more this year with Pep Hamilton and Jim McElwain. They're adequate at wide receiver, at running back. Offensive line's better. Shea Patterson is better than anything they have on the roster at quarterback. I think he is a solid quarterback. I don't think he's one of the best in the country this summer forecasting, but with his athletic ability to extend plays, which they did not have at all last year, Michigan truly could be in the Big Ten East title race and Big Ten championship discussion this year, because if they had any time for their quarterback to make a good decision, last season, then their season would have looked significantly different. Their defense is so good. I think they're more talented than Notre Dame. I know the game is in South Bend, but I take Michigan.
The top 25, AP top 25, came out yesterday. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Washington, Oklahoma, Miami, Auburn, Penn State was the top 10. But beyond that, were there any there who you particularly thought should be ranked higher than, or you generally think more of than the rest of the country does, or any who, by contrast, you think, I don't really see it with this team?
Yeah, a couple things. Michigan is the team outside the top 10 that I think has a real chance to be in the top 10 by season's end. If Patterson stays healthy. If he doesn't, then and he didn't last year, it's further Michigan to be back in the same situation they were in. But if they do have health at the quarterback spot, I think they're a top 10 team. He does not belong. Virginia Tech in the poll is surprising to me. They lost some great linebackers, really all of them, of significance last year, and they've had two players that are no longer on the program in their secondary, and they were their best two players in the secondary. They also have another linebacker that just got dismissed from the team. So they're decimated by graduation, by suspension, by injury on the defensive side. I think Virginia Tech belongs in the top 20. So I was a bit surprised by that. I don't think LSU is a top 25 team. Their schedule is the toughest in the SEC. And on top of that, they're not as good at the skill positions as they've been in the last few years. Defense is good. I'm concerned about Coach O, as many others are, especially in your neck of the woods, being the permanent head coach of a Power 5 football team. And I'm curious to see how this relationship is going to work moving forward. So LSU and Virginia Tech, I don't think belong in the top 25. I think Michigan should be a bit higher.
Talking to Taylor Zarzer on Twitter, at Taylor Zarzer. And last question, there was a lot of attention over the weekend to an anonymous poll about coaches that are overrated and underrated. I will simply ask you this. What coaches do you think are underrated?
First guy I would mention would be Kyle Whittingham at Utah. He is pumping players into the NFL. He's the best special team. He has the best special teams program in the country. Their kicker and punter are always the best. I don't know how he does that. Utah annually will win 8 or 9 games. He was embarrassing as Pac-12 was in the bowl games, going 1-8. He won his. They always win their bowl games. He is just rock solid as a head coach. He's had great continuity on his staff for a number of years. He has this pipeline, the great Polynesian players, it seems. Utah could win the Pac-12 South this year. In fact, today I probably would pick them to do so. Nobody talks about him. You know, none of us do. When we start talking about best coaches in the country or great programs, we just sort of forget, oh, yeah, that's right, Utah. They're usually pretty good. There's just nothing sexy, I guess, about the way he runs his program, but he does a great job of it. So he really is. He's the first guy that comes to mind. That's crazy, the James Franklin stuff that came out of
yeah,
that.
That's nutty.
What you just mentioned. I don't, for the life of me, understand that.
Yeah. Taylor, you're great at what you do. Thank you very much. You're nice to take some time with us. Appreciate it.
Likewise, Jeff. Thanks.
Yeah, that is Taylor Zarzer from ESPNU. Did you have any thoughts on his thoughts?
Yeah, I do agree with him on LSU. I think LSU is kind of right now setting up for like the perfect storm, because if you look at like their last 6 games of the year, it could get really, really ugly. And when you're dependent upon a grad transfer quarterback that's played, I think, like 10 snaps. I just think they're in the same position.
Who's going to have what it is interesting? They've got a corner and they got a linebacker who are top 10, top 15 draft material. LSU does. Like, it's not like they don't have talent. They don't have talent at some positions, and they've got a coach who people don't necessarily believe in. But like, Greedy Williams is maybe the best cornerback in the league and in the country. Is that a cornerback does not a team make?
Sure.
Who's going to have an ugly season in the SEC?
Do you want me to stick in the West?
Nope.
Okay. I think it could get ugly for Tennessee.
I think it's going to get ugly for Tennessee.
I really think, though, I'm not even trying to be like scorched earth hot take. Just look at LSU's schedule. I think it can get really ugly for them. They start out with Miami. That game's, I believe, in Dallas. You get a bye game against Southeast Louisiana. You got to go to Auburn. And they could easily be 1-2 to start. Then you got Louisiana Tech at home. You get Ole Miss at home. They go to Florida. They get Georgia at home. State at home. Bama at home. I think they'll take care of Arkansas. And they got to go to they get Rice, and then they got to go to A&M at the end of the year. Like, I think that could get ugly.
Vandy?
I just never thought Vandy was that good. I think Derek Mason, and hats off to him, I think he parlayed wins against Ole Miss while they were free-falling in the last year of freeze, and then Jones, Tennessee.
Okay, Arkansas?
I just think it's going to be ugly just because they're...
It's going to be ugly. They're adjusting. They're changing everything. It's going to be ugly, but it's okay for them to be.
Exactly.
It's not okay for LSU to be ugly.
Exactly.
Weirdly enough, it's less okay for Tennessee to be ugly.
I think so, but like, to me, what's interesting for Tennessee to me is I care less about what happens on the field this year. I care more about...
recruiting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think Jeremy Pruitt has to prove that he can be a player on the recruiting scene.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Does your small business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from Comcast Business for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you get 2 voice mobility lines. Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FL EF 0000279. TNACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLB 1022856. ORCCB 199939. Call for details.
These days, it's all you hear out of Congress: fighting, partisanship, and gridlock. But while Washington politicians bicker, Phil Bredesen gets things done. As governor, Bredesen saved Tennessee from what the Nashville Tennessean called a financial tailspin. And the Jackson Sun praised him for, quote, moving Tennessee in the right direction. He worked with Republicans and Democrats to balance 8 budgets without raising sales taxes and no new income tax. And Bredesen made Tennessee one of the best states in America for new jobs, like the Volkswagen plant, which has brought over $1 billion to Tennessee's economy, and Nissan's headquarters for all of North America. Good-paying jobs and balanced budgets without raising sales taxes. Phil Bredesen gets things done. Paid for by Majority Forward, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.majorityforward.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're not completely sure that girl is real. So you know you're singing sweet.
It is that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Time to go to Robert Irwin and win free jewelry. You remember last year when, because of a certain kickoff that was returned for a touchdown, more than $200,000 of jewelry was given away. I got to tell you, I was a little surprised that someone would say, okay, I'm going to buy this $5,000 diamond ring for my sweetie, and I'm going to win it for free because this one kickoff was going to be returned for a touchdown. That seemed unlikely to me. And guess what happened? The one kickoff wasn't returned for a touchdown. And Robert Irwin Jewelers, they were having parties handing out free jewelry and checks to reimburse people for free jewelry. And now they are going to do it again. All you got to do, buy your jewelry at Robert Irwin. You got to do it anyway, right? You got Christmas coming up. You may have an engagement coming up. Who knows what if a big event in your life is coming up. And that's a place to buy your jewelry anyway because it's locally owned and operated. Because Howie, who does all the shopping for diamonds himself, only 5 to 10% of the diamonds that he looks at end up in his store. So you got these fantastic, beautiful diamonds. And honestly, they tell you to you straight. They don't like how you have to spend X percentage of your paycheck. None of that hired sell nonsense that you get in some jewelry stores. They'll just take you through the process. But at the end, you can enter their new contest and get all your jewelry free. There will be 25 featured college football matchups. Okay? You buy your whatever it is, diamond ring. And then they're going to give you 25 college football matchups. And you just pick. And if you get all 25 right, now that seems unlikely, right? Doesn't it seem unlikely?
Seems unlikely.
How unlikely was it that a particular kickoff return was returned for a touchdown?
Extremely unlikely.
Ridiculous. Impossible. I actually think this is more likely. Of the two, I think this is more likely. Plus, you people are smart. You people are smart. So you go in there. And let's be honest, you're going to spend the money on the jewelry anyway. So you might as well go to a place where, A, they know what they're doing. There's no hard sell. And you have a chance to get it free. Robert Irwin Jewelers. It is the college football perfect pick'em contest. It is going on now. There are 4 locations for Robert Irwin Jewelers. Find them online at rijewelers.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at rijewelers.com. All right, let's do a quick game of Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It. Believe.
I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
Jeff, you are reevaluating your opinion of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Believe it or not.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Let's be honest. We've said before, the most interesting part of this pro football NFL preseason is the young quarterbacks. It is created, to me, it's the most interesting preseason in years.
I agree.
In years.
100% agree.
Because of all of them. And you know, whether it's Baker Mayfield or whether it's Sam Darnold or whether it's Josh Rosen or whether it's Josh Allen or whether it's Lamar Jackson. Like, they're all, for different reasons, fascinating. And the news, though, from yesterday surrounded two of them, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Now, both of those guys came out of college with the same rap, different versions of the same rap. But the rap was, cannot throw the football to their players, right?
Yes. Inaccurate quarterback.
Inaccurate quarterbacks. And so am I reevaluating Lamar Jackson? No. He played last night. Did you watch him?
I did watch him last night.
You know what his problem was?
Completing passes.
He couldn't throw the ball to his receivers. And, like, it's just true. Like, that's not what he can do. And it's honestly the same reason why Josh Allen, I was not a fan of the Josh Allen pick when the Bills made it. But Josh Allen has, through the preseason, now it's interesting how you look at this, because the fact is his preseason completion rate is exactly the same as his completion rate in college.
Yeah.
And yet he has been, now some of that was, there's so few throws. There's a spike in there. Like, sure. If you take the spike out, it immediately gets better. You know, like, there's so, and then the other thing is, if you take the first game away, the last two have been increasingly more accurate. But what you're seeing is, people are backpedaling off of their hot Josh Allen sucks takes, like crazy people.
Not this era, but yes.
Like, they are going crazy. Mm-hmm. They're in full backpedal. All over now Twitter, you see, man, Josh Allen has been the best quarterback in preseason. The best rookie quarterback in preseason. I will say, the question was, am I reevaluating?
Yes.
The answer is yes, I'm reevaluating. Am I persuaded? The answer is no, I'm not persuaded. There's no question that I am encouraged. One of our Twitter followers, TJ, said, congratulations, you have a franchise quarterback, the other day after
the Browns game.
After the Browns game, after watching him step up in the pocket, throw that touchdown against the Browns. I'm not declaring victory.
Sure.
I have more hope than I did before. I think he has looked promising. I think he has been, in fact, if you look at, according to Pro Football Focus, ball placement accuracy, he ranks second among the rookie quarterbacks behind one Baker Mayfield. No. Yes, behind Baker Mayfield. Second behind Baker Mayfield. In completion percentage, he's behind Sam Darnold because Sam Darnold's just throwing
check down
2 yards. That's all.
Get that fullback in the flat, baby.
Am I reevaluating? Yes, I am reevaluating, and I am encouraged. Am I declaring victory? Absolutely not. And then with Lamar Jackson, no, I'm not really. So far, there's nothing I've seen that makes me reevaluate. I'm a little. They're going to start Josh Allen in week 3, and I'm a little. I would rather him sit the first 4 games. I've said that. I'd rather him sit the first 4 games. And now if he does well in week 3, he'll probably start week 1.
Don't you think the fact that he's starting week 3, which is usually the last real dress rehearsal.
It's the last real game. It means he'll probably start week 1. If he's decent, he'll probably start week 1. And I don't want him to start week 1 at Baltimore. So anyway, and then the Lamar Jackson, he's just a work in progress. And I hope he proves everybody wrong. Because, anytime people get ripped, as much as he gets ripped and as much as Josh Allen gets ripped, Josh Allen more so, I like to see him prove him wrong. But
did you hear what Booger said? Lamar Jackson, I think he was quoting Fran Fischilli, he goes, Lamar Jackson's a year away from being a year away. I thought that kind of summed it up pretty nicely.
Lamar Jackson proves what people say and said about Josh Allen, which is you can't improve accuracy. That's what they tend to say. And right now, he is not improving accuracy. Josh Allen is actually improving accuracy. And so he's running
at a significantly tougher level.
The other news, basically, is that Baker Mayfield is being assured he is not going to start.
Uh-huh.
They're in a very different position because they just want to win some games. I'll be honest, though, from what I've seen, I don't even know that Tyrod's better off in game 1 having him win games, more likely to have him win games. I'm fine. I don't think it really matters. If he plays game 4, game 5, game 6, that's fine. Baker's fine. He'll be good. Like, the way he moves in the pocket, what he sees, he is going to be good. But isn't it interesting that they basically said, yeah, no.
I found it fascinating that when you know you have a franchise quarterback, you took him number one. I found it very peculiar that they announced he will be taking, barring injury to Tyrod Taylor, no first-team reps. If that's my guy of the future, and I just paid a boatload of money to get Jarvis Landry. I just paid a boatload, you know, they clearly are very invested in Josh Gordon. I would like my franchise guy to get some reps, personally.
In terms of quarterbacks who were drafted, first-round quarterbacks in the last 2 years,
Okay?
I think I have them all here.
Okay.
Last year, it was Trubisky.
Yep.
Mahomes.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anyone?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. This year, it's Allen, Mayfield, Darnold, and Rosen.
Okay.
Okay? Right now, redraft. Who are you taking one?
I'm taking Baker one.
Shocker. Shocker.
But, I mean,
there.
Don't you agree? Like, he has...
No, I
all
am.
The things that I've seen and everything that I loved about Baker, I still...
No, I'm taking Deshaun Watson one. Like, he's proven he's been awesome. He's actually done it.
I'm still... Skeptical's too much. I'm still in wait and see on Deshaun because...
I'm taking Deshaun one, Baker two.
Okay.
Are you taking Deshaun two at least?
I am taking Rosen two. I love what I've seen out of Josh Rosen.
You're taking Rosen two.
Then I'm taking Deshaun.
Okay.
Then I'm taking Trubisky.
You're liking this preseason for Trubisky? He was captain check down last year, all last year.
I've watched him actually throw the ball more than 10 yards in the air. It's been fascinating to watch.
Okay, then Trubisky.
And also you got Trubisky out of the John Fox reign of terror.
Okay, so you still have Mahomes.
Yep.
Allen.
Yep.
Darnold.
Yep.
You've taken Deshaun Watson, right? So that's it. You've got those four.
And then I want Mahomes. Then I want Allen. Then I want Captain Checkdown.
That would be?
Darnold. And then I want Lamar. It's one thing to be like...
I was terrified for a long time that Mahomes was going to be awesome. I'm less terrified.
Yeah.
I was terrified because he was taken with the Bills pick. I'm less terrified.
By the way, I want Mahomes than Allen. If I didn't say Josh,
you did say okay. You said Mahomes than Allen. I think I would now take Allen over Mahomes. I'm not even sure that I wouldn't take Allen over Rosen because I still love Rosen, but the injury stuff and the attitude stuff. Now that I'm seeing signs from Allen, I might take Allen. I would take him behind Deshaun. I'd take him behind Mayfield. After that, maybe. Okay.
Your turn.
It is my turn. Oh, here we go. Seeing what you've seen from Andrew Luck.
Yep.
He is a top 10 fantasy quarterback.
Believe it or not.
I do not believe that, and it's not anything about Andrew Luck's health. It's not even to do with Andrew Luck's psyche. I saw last night, Frank Wright, I saw what that offense was going to be.
It's weird, though. Is that what its offense going to be? Because it came from Philadelphia.
So, for instance, before he was at Philadelphia, he was with San Diego when he was calling plays for Rivers. And he admitted one of the shortcomings he had as the coordinator there was he would give up on running the football too much. And he learned last year from Doug Peterson, it still starts with the run, still starts with the run, still starts with the run. Well, that's well.
You know what it does in Indianapolis? It ends with the run.
Exactly. Last night, they're trying to run. They're trying to essentially run the football with garbage backs. No offense to Jordan Wilkins. Love you, buddy. They're trying to run the ball with garbage backs and a below-average offensive line on basically first and second down. And perpetually, Andrew Luck was just sitting there on third and 10. And it was just a disaster. You can't throw on third and 10. When everybody was pinning their ears back, it was just, that feels like a disaster waiting to happen. That feels like the ultimate offense where just football guys start being football guys. Like, we're going to establish the run. We're going to be physical and whatnot. And it's okay. I completely understand if that's the way that your team's built. But when you have Andrew Luck...
Hey, do you have breaking news information?
I do.
On Twitter.
Okay.
Breaking. Grind right. City Media.
Yes.
Memphis QB David Moore tells Grind City Media's Devin Walker that he's leaving the Memphis football program. Moore was not at practice this morning.
Oh, wow. Well, so that answered that quarterback question.
Wow.
Yikes. You're one play away. Even if you don't win the job, you're one play away.
What is the, and again, this is just John Martin, Grind City Media has tweeted it out. Let's see if anyone else has tweeted it out. It feels a little odd to me because, yes, you are one play away. And what do you gain? What do you gain from leaving right now? What are the mechanics of that? What do you gain from leaving right now?
I don't think you gain anything. Have classes started?
Yeah.
I don't think you gain anything because if you transfer now, you're still...
Have they started?
I think so. I know Ole Miss started yesterday. That's the only thing I do know because I know that, or whatever. I know they, yeah, they started, today's Tuesday. Yeah, they started yesterday. I don't, does it go back to your last game played? So maybe if you transfer now, you're eligible at the start of next season?
Interesting.
That just feels almost like an emotional decision, though, doesn't it?
Well, let's be clear.
And by the way, I'm not, oh, you should stick with your team. I just think that unless you know if you transfer, you can play next year, year one. Now, if you're just transferring to FCS.
Make 2 points here.
Sure.
David Moore has been a classy guy. 100%. Was totally classy and had Brady White recruited him over him. And Brady White had a long time relationship with
Mike
Norvell.
Yes.
And he had to think the thing was stacked from the beginning. He had nothing but good things to say about Mike Norvell, how he has been pushed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right?
Yes.
That's true. Second thing that's true. You only get, this is not, you're not in the secondary where you can be a nickel corner
exactly.
Where you can rotate it in and out. This is not a linebacker. This is not a defensive line where you can be part of the defensive line rotation. You've got 4 years or 5 years. You've got one shot. This is your career. I got no problems, zero problems with quarterbacks transferring once they realize they're not going to play. There are coaches out there who will say, whatever happened to commitment and whatever else. BS. You got one shot. If you realize you don't lose, you're not going to get the job. I got no problems at all with you transferring out. None whatsoever. So to me, and then thirdly, this fits exactly with what we were saying yesterday.
Yes.
Which was there were clues from that scrimmage Saturday, and we know that Brady is the one who played better Saturday, and we know that the tie was always going to go to Brady, and so it became very clear, obviously, to David Moore that he was not getting the gig.
Yes.
And so he decides to transfer. And so at that point, the question is this. And I don't know the answer to this. I'm going to have to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
What is to be gained by staying versus gained by losing? If you are, if you can preserve another year by leaving right now, it makes sense to do it. If not, then it makes sense to stay because then Brady could get hurt or Brady could be ineffective or any number of things could happen. But it is at that point, it is simply, from his perspective, what is best and should be. And if it were my son or anyway, I'd say the same thing. What is in your best interests at this moment? That should be the discussion. And by all accounts, David Moore has decided to transfer, according to Drives. We do know multiple people have reported that he is not at practice today. We're going to take a break. We're going to see if we can uncover more on this. We'll be back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. Don't miss Parrish in Easterwood. Uncensored, live without a delay button at The Bluff on Highland. Friday night, September 28th at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com. One night only with Yeri Parrish and Keith Easterwood. Telling grassroots hoop stories and more. Tickets at 92.9ESPN.com. Ref your hood.
Hey, Memphis area. Do you want to start wholesaling properties for cash?
Over the last 5 years, Nick Vertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and his team have been perfecting the art of wholesaling properties for cash. Call now, and he'll send you a free copy of his new kit, The Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Property. In this kit, you'll see how he locates, evaluates, and flips a property in any area. Plus, you'll learn how he has used other people's money and other non-traditional money sources to get his deals done. It's time to see how to potentially access discounted real estate and find funding partners for a property to wholesale. Call 1-800-587-1087 now. To get your free wholesaling kit, call 800-587-1087 now and receive free live training in your area, which includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and free USB drive loaded with his training information. Call 800-587-1087. That's 800-587-1087 now. And get your free kit today.
Does your small business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from Comcast Business for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you get 2 voice mobility lines. Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FL EF 000279. TN ACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLB 1028256. ORCCB 199939. Call for details.
Hey Tennessee, Geico presents need to know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing Geico offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man, and then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know Geico has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And Geico offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their Memphis location, located at 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase. Enjoy food samples from B&B Charcoal, hot deals on tailgating items, plus gift cards for the first 50 customers supporting their college colors and more. Come meet College Football Hall of Famer Johnny Rowland from 12 to 1 p.m. Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase. For all college football fans for less, come see us Saturday.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Looking for a new home? Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've done this before, we've got a process to make it easy. Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said...
Maybe you're currently in the military. Maybe you're in law enforcement. Maybe you work in healthcare. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a firefighter. Maybe you're any of those things. If so, you're an unsung hero. That means you could get cash back if you buy a house under the Homes for Heroes program that started in the wake of 9/11 to give a little thank you to the heroes among us. Here You can contact Jim and Faye Jones, their husband and wife team, who are realtors at RE/MAX Experts, and they will let you know how it is done. Essentially, all you do is this. You go to 901hero.com, 901hero.com, or call Jim Jones directly at 901-444-1326, 901-444-1326, or at the office at 685-6000, and ask for them, and they will tell you how it works. But there's nothing fancy about this. There's no catch. There's no red tape. It's a national program that has come to Memphis. And essentially, you buy a house the way you normally would with the expert realtor assistance of Jim and Faye Jones. And then once you have settled on your house and bought your house, you get a cash rewards check back as a thank you. $150,000 house, $1,050. $350,000 house, $2,450. I don't know about you, but if I bought a house for $350,000, I could use a check for $2,450 to do any number of things with it. So go to 901hero.com, 901hero.com, and check out this kind of a no-brainer program, honestly. All right, let's wrap this baby up.
Now it's the closing argument.
Yeah, so it appears that David Moore is transferring. And I know there's some people, like right now, I'm going to go to the message board, and that's what a cowardly B move, right? What a P move. What a... No, it's really not.
I know
not.
Message boards like I think I know message boards.
It's really not. Like, he's not going to win the job, right? And if he now leaves right now, according to the rules... He'll have to sit out a year before playing unless he drops out, right? So he'll sit out a year before playing. This can be the year that he sits out.
Correct.
If he goes to a place where he can basically put in a full academic year.
Correct. To satisfy an academic year in residence, you must be enrolled in and successfully complete a full-time program of studies for two full semesters or three full quarters. Summer school terms and part-time enrollment do not count toward fulfilling an academic year.
So transfer right now, and he can play next year. If he goes ahead and is the backup this year in the hopes that he gets the job, then guess what happens? Then he's got to sit out another year.
Yes.
Unless he drops down, as Brady Davis did. So it actually makes all the sense in the world for him to do what he's doing. As I said, like, these kids get one shot, ladies and gentlemen, to have a college career. And I don't think they owe it to anyone. There are McBride and Adair have looked honestly decent in camp. There's two other good backup options. I've said all along, I told you at the very beginning, Brady White was going to win this job. Brady White has won this job. David Moore stuck it out. There's no reason for him to stick it out any longer. He was a class act, and I wish him nothing but the best. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. Sean Salisbury will join the program at 11:25. Clay Travis, Adam Rittenberg will join the program also later in the day. Eric Hasseltine back in studio. Evan Barnes and Jonah Jordan will join his show at 2:25 and 3 o'clock respectively. Keith Easterwood, of course, on GP today, as will Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow. For now, our work here is done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, this is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. And I've got your lunch plan for today ready to go. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey breast, Virginia honey ham, or USDA choice roast beef. Loaded up with your choice of fresh veggies. You can even spice your sub up thanks to Firehouse Subs' awesome selection of hot sauces. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. So don't settle for just a sub. Grab a sub that helps make a difference. Plus, save time with the Firehouse Subs app or by ordering online at firehousesubs.com. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Grab yours to go today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gostkowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy. Platinum Jewelers, two locations in the area. One in East Memphis at Poplar and Perkins Extended and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or visit anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
High temperatures and humidity levels have your air conditioner working overtime. And we're working overtime, too, here at Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning to help you stay comfortable this summer. Whether your air conditioner needs routine cleaning, an emergency repair, or you're interested in saving money with a new, higher-efficiency cooling system, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company Memphians have trusted since 1970 for all their home or business comfort system needs. Call us today at 255-1111 or visit us at LandmarkHeatingAndAir.com.
Memphis is becoming a great bike town, but that won't do you much good unless you have a great bike. So do what I've done and head on down to All About Bikes, a family-owned and operated bike store on Mendenhall. They've got the largest selection of all bikes. It includes kids' bikes, mountain bikes, hybrids. And it's not one of those places that'll make you feel silly if you don't want to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.